Hey, this is Dr. Letitia Wright, and you're listening to the Get Crowdfunded Now podcast. This podcast is for anybody who's interested in crowdfunding. You want to learn about raising money for your business, investing, or even how to raise money for a charity using crowdfunding. I'm your host, Dr. Letitia Wright, America's crowdfunding strategist and a crowdfunding expert that's actually been there, done that, and got the money. Thanks for hanging with us. Here's today's podcast. Welcome, all you fintech fabulous folks. Today's show is crowdfunding the band, how to make money when your band can't have concerts. So you don't have to beg, you don't have to borrow and steal, but you can be making money if you're in a band or if you're a singer. You can still be making money even though we can't gather together for concerts right now. And I'm going to show you how. So here's the thing. If this podcast has been helping you, please give us a rate and a review on iTunes and Spotify because that helps people find us. We appreciate everything you're doing to help us spread out. These next couple of shows I'm going to be doing are specific things that you can do using crowdfunding techniques. And again, a crowdfunding is a large umbrella for a lot of things. So I am not talking about going to GoFundMe. I'm not talking about that at all. I am talking about something very specific that you can do, and I'm going to give you the details instructions. So first of all, if you haven't noticed, there are a lot of musicians doing free concerts, big musicians. John Legend did one, a couple of other people have done one, and they're just having fun because you can't gather together and you can't do shows. Now, John Legend is not hurting for money or anything like that, so it doesn't matter. However, you might have your income very, very, very much impacted. And so here's what I recommend. I play the piano, but not well enough to be in a band or anything. And I don't sing. So if I were in this situation, I would be setting up some free concerts online. You can do them on Instagram. You can do them on Facebook. You can do them a lot of different places. Wherever your fans are listening to you, don't go where fans are not listening to you. Like, I would not recommend that you start doing concerts on LinkedIn because that's not what people go to LinkedIn about. But there are a lot of other great places. You can be singing. You can be on TikTok. You can be playing your music, doing whatever you have to do for your fans. And it doesn't have to be a fancy show, but it has to be from the heart show. And then the second thing you do, I want you to go to ko-fi.com and set up an account. So Ko-fi is ko-fi.com. And ko-fi.com, sorry, my clock is chiming in the background. Actually, my regular headphones broke. So I'm using a different set of headphones, and I'm pretty sure you can hear like everything in the background. Sorry about that, but this stuff is important, and while I wait for my new headphones to be shipped to my house, this is how I have to do the show. So here's the thing. Ko-fi.com is a place where you can set up your page, and the idea is people are going to give you some money for a cup of coffee, for whatever you're doing. You can change the coffee to buy me a slice of pizza, buy me a cup of tea. You can make it whatever you like. There's no ads and all of this extra stuff. You have analytics. And guess what? You can set up an account for $6 a month and it can take payments. So my idea is do your shows, do something great. I would be doing something great for my tribe every day. I'm doing this for my tribe every day for the next couple of weeks. And then send them over to your Ko-fi page to give you money. Ko-fi takes very little out. You can do the same thing with a Patreon page, but it takes a lot more to set up a Patreon page. Ko-fi pages are super duper easy to set up, and you can even have materials that's just for your supporters. So I'm raising money for my youth entrepreneur incubator, and even though it's an after-school program, we're still reaching out to the kids to make sure that they're okay because they're out of school, they're at risk for homelessness, or they're homeless. And so I'm working with Stand Up For Kids. We make sure they have food. We make sure that they're okay. We're touching, checking in with them 2 to 3 times a week. And so the work is still going on. I'm also doing the class online for them. They know how to get in touch with me. And you know, that's a way of checking, and it's visual, it's video, so I can see them and just be sure that they're okay, because they are highly, highly at risk during this no school thing. And Stand Up for Kids is also making sure they have food, and you know, making sure they're sheltering. And also, Stand Up for Kids has been inundated with college kids who the dorms are shut down and they are essentially homeless. I guess these schools did not consider that only very wealthy kids or middle class kids can go home when the dorms close. I know a lot of my friends went and got their kids. Well, there's a set of kids in college that really there's no family support, there's nowhere for them to go. They can't go home. And so shutting the dorms and keeping them out has essentially made them homeless. And so Stand Up for Kids around the country is helping to do that. And so I'm setting up a coffee page to support my program, and there'll be links there. So it's called coffee.com, KOFI.com. You can set up a free account, or you can set up an account for $6. So for $6, even if you're broke, this is the way to go. All right, I hope this helped you. Please share this out. Let me know. Give me feedback. If there are additional instructions that you need, please let me know so that I can help. Remember, ignoring one's conscience is neither safe nor right. And I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to the podcast, and please share it out with your friends. I appreciate it so much. And you can financially support the podcast with 99 cents a month, or $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month. That's right. Surprise! It's crowdfunding. Hey, you can support the podcast any way you like here on anchor.fm. I appreciate that. And I've got a special gift. Those of you who are supporting at the $9.99 a month will get a review of your projects. Normally I charge $250 an hour, but for my sweet and generous supporters, I am here for you. So you do whatever you want to do to help me, and I am going to help you. Thank you so much, and I'll see you again next time. Remember, ignoring one's conscience is neither safe nor right.